raise your hand if you're excited that tomorrow is Christmas. Clap. Give me a clap. The 10 and under crowd is pumped. And all of you out there who are 25 and older seem a little stressed, maybe, that tomorrow is actually Christmas Day. So since our youngest disciples are already full of the Christmas spirit, let me take a few very quick, I promise it'll be quick, moments to talk to you older children of God who are here. The truth is, if we're honest, as adults, Christmas never quite lives up to our expectations. Do you find that that's true? I don't know why. Maybe it's just because we long for the Christmas of our childhood, when we would lie in bed on Christmas Eve with our heart pumping and butterflies in our stomach, listening for the sound of the reindeer hooves on the rooftop. And then we'd go down Christmas morning, and under the tree there were all these presents that hadn't been there the day before. Wasn't that amazing? We crave just a little bit of that, but the Christmas parties and the traditions and the gift giving, it leaves us feeling a little overwhelmed, maybe even a little underwhelmed. If any of you can relate to this, even just a little bit, I'm going to give you a quick preview of what our angels here will proclaim just as they did that very first Christmas. They said to the shepherds, "Don't be afraid. Don't be stressed out. I bring you good news of great joy, for a Savior has been born. This is what you are looking for. A manger where you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth." So no matter what your Christmas season has been like, whether all of your plans have unfolded perfectly just like the Martha Stewart catalog, or if nothing has gone quite the way that you hoped, remember the message of the angels that peace and joy and contentment are yours for the taking. Because the magic of Christmas, it isn't found under the tree. The magic of Christmas is that God came to be with us, to love us, to rescue us, to fill our lives with more meaning and more purpose than we ever thought possible. So tomorrow, when the kids are going nuts with their toys, sneak away. You have my permission, okay? And sit quietly, even if it's just for a few moments, to listen for the song of the angels, the voice of God who is right here with us, saying, "I have good news of great joy for you."